These are special moments for the family, but they're also special moments for the church. And, you know, I think of times like this where, you know, I haven't known Judy all my life. But when I was going through my problems, my health issues, my kidney issues, there was a special connection that I made with Judy. And she always encouraged me. No matter what, you know, whether I felt good or bad, or, you know, I'd have, you know, those days where you just don't even feel like, I mean, days I didn't even feel like coming. And I knew God wanted me to be here. But every time I came, here would come Judy. And it would just encourage me because she never complained. She always had a positive word to say, and it really helped me, like it did a lot of you. I heard all these testimonies from different ones about just who she was, and that means a lot. And we, you know, and I think how important it is that we encourage each other. And the Bible talks about that in 1 Thessalonians 5:11. It says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. And that's what Judy did. She encouraged me, and I know she encouraged many others. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. In a day, you know, the times that we're seeing this, you know, we can't not overlook what's going on in the world today. All this stuff. You know, with the coronavirus or whatever they want to call it, you know. I know you guys have probably heard that until you're sick of hearing it. And I know it can cause anxieties. People buying thousands of rolls of toilet paper. I mean, come on. Worried that it's just going to run out. I mean, people get anxieties and worry and all this stuff, and we get discouraged about things going on. That's really what I'm trying to say. And yet the Word says, therefore, encourage one another. That's what we're here for. We're here to encourage each other. Amen. Encourage each other. There's another scripture I found. Hebrews 10:24 says this. And let us consider how we may spur one another towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. I think about these words and of this encouragement that we should be spurring each other along, and we should be encouraging each other, because not all of us feel the greatest in the world every day, right? Not all of us feel happy and like nothing is wrong, because that's just not true. We have things that we face. We have battles that we fight. We have sicknesses that we go through. Every day, somebody in this church is dealing with stuff in their life, and they need somebody, maybe it's you, to say, hey, I'm right here with you. Don't worry, just keep going. It's going to be okay, because God has your back. That's Miss Judy right there. You know, I see her come in and she'd encourage me, like, don't worry, you're going to be okay, young man. You're going to be all right. Don't worry about it. And I knew I knew, because she was going through that same thing. And yet she could come through the door and smile and make everybody feel good. Huh? Come on. But that's how the Scripture says we all should be to one another. Encourage each other. Love each other. And even more as the day approaches. We think about all this stuff going on in the world today, we should be encouraging each other even more. Every day. reminds me of a story in the book of Acts. It's actually really not a long, it's not a long story at all. It's just a really short passage. Acts chapter 4, verse 36, there was a guy there. It's just mentioned in one little spot here. It says this Joseph, who was surnamed by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus. Goes on to say that he sold a field that he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. That's it. That's all it says about this guy. But the apostles thought so much of this guy. I wonder who he was. I wonder what he did. Not only did he just sell this field and gave the money to the church, which was an encouragement because they needed all they could get to just keep things going. That's what we have some encouragers in here, and they give in different ways. Some of them come and work and give their time there. But this guy must have been pretty special because they named him Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. This guy was an encourager. He was that guy that was in the church that was the one that everybody looked up to because he was the one that was going to keep you going when you were down. He was that person that was going to lift your spirits up when you were sad or going through something. He was that guy that, well, if you need a little bit of money, I'm going to make sure that I do whatever I can to make sure that you're going to make it. It's going to be okay. Wow. What a great guy. Man, I'd love to have known that guy. But you know what? I think we've known people just like that in the church over the years. Many of them in the church over the years have been just like this Joseph right here, Barnabas. Son of encouragement. I know many of you today that have encouraged me, and you do it all the time. And thank you for that. I want to be that person that encourages you guys. It's not always, even when I'm down and not feeling good, I still want to say, it's all right. Just keep going. Everything's going to be okay. Life's short, right? We know that. We all, this life is so short. One of these days, we're going to be in heaven for eternity. That's our goal, right? I hope that's everyone's goal here this morning. And that encouragement goes to, as the days get closer, my day, I'm 50 years old, 52 years old. Don't forget about those 2 years. Leanne likes to forget about a couple years every now and then. It's like the guy that said, I've been happily married for 26 years, and his wife poked him and said, we've been married 29. He said, there was those couple years. Hey, you know what? But that's just a real statement. Amen? There's probably every one of us that could say, there was those couple years. Happiness maybe wasn't there so much. But yet, you made it through it, right? You made it through it. And I think our whole life is like that sometimes. There's those days where we just don't think we can make it through it, but yet we have those people in our lives that says, you're going to make it. You're going to be okay. Just keep going. It's going to be okay. Just keep going. I'll bake you a pie. Makes life better, doesn't it? Hey, man. Come on. I think about that. That wasn't even my message. It's so good, though. This other word in the King James he used, instead of using encouragement, he used the son of consolation. And that consolation means comfort, encouragement, exhortation, or lifting up. Same word. It's used when you look at it in the Greek. That word of consolation, and that's what we do. We like to console each other, right? That's what we want to do. As a family here, we remember the memories of the ones that have passed on, but we can console the family, but we can also be encouraged because we know that Judy loved the church. She loved the church. She loved her family. She came because she loved Jesus. And she showed that example. She lived it out. And that encourages me because I know that one day when I step foot into heaven, I'm going to see her again. And that's an encouragement to me because I know this life is short. And as the days get closer and closer and closer, those times we need to be encouraging each other even more. I think that's missing in our world today. If we're not careful, we could actually count somebody out. You ever think about that? By not being that encourager. There's people that are hurting, going through stuff in life, and they need us to say it's okay every day. There was a young man that came to work was working with a friend of mine, and young man, he just worked for several days, and the guys kind of gave him a rough time because that's what you do on job site, right? You give each other a rough time. This guy didn't show up for work one day, and so he come back the next day, and the guys kind of gave him a rough time. The rest of that week, on the weekend, Monday came, he didn't show up for work. The guy had hung himself that weekend. That always hit me really hard because I thought, was I really the encourager that I should have been? Or was I the guy that was ignoring it and letting it happen? That hurt. I've always wondered about that. But that's life reality, right? Sometimes we overlook things. I wasn't the guy really that was the guy bullying or making fun of, but I was the guy that didn't say, hey, you know, we don't know what this guy's going through in his life. Let's encourage him. Let's be that guy to encourage him. That's a tough lesson right there, that memory, in what's in my heart. But yet, it pushes me to not ever want to leave somebody out. Because you don't know where they're at in life. You don't know what they're going through. That's why I love my church so much. I love my family. I love my friends because we're there for each other to encourage each other. And yeah, we have fun and we cut up and there's nothing wrong with that. Kind of lightens the day up a little bit when we can. But it all comes with love. And that's why we never, ever, ever want to forget the good deeds that people have done to encourage us in life. Those good deeds is not what gets us to heaven, but it's just what happens when the Holy Spirit is living within you. We should be that encourager every day. You know, in 2 Corinthians 4:8, 9, we are troubled, it says, on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. The ministry of encouraging, I think that's a ministry that we should seek. John 15, 1 and 5, Jesus mentions three different conditions there about branches and in the garden. He said, the branch in him that beareth no fruit, and the branch that beareth fruit, and the branch that abideth not in him, and You know, there are three different responses to these three different conditions. And he abideth not in him, he is cast forth as a branch, withered. Men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Bear with me here. It says, the second one was beareth fruit. He prunes, and it may bring forth more fruit. And the first one, this is in him, but beareth no fruit, not any fruit. He takes it away. But this is where we must see the spiritual gift of encouragement here, which takes away. And it's not the taking away. That's not what's meant here, or the get rid of, or destroy, or cast aside. What it means is we should be ones to lift up, to raise upwards, to elevate. And that's really what that scripture is talking about. That is an encouragement to say that we should be elevating people. We should be lifting people up, upwards. Does that make sense to you this morning? Just a few thoughts I had wrote down. 1 Samuel 30 and 6, and David was greatly distressed, it says, for the people's sake, because they were going to stone him, because the soul of all people were grieved, and every man for his sons and his daughters. But David encouraged himself, it says, in the Lord his God. It is true that every one of us needs to know how to encourage ourselves in the Lord, but it is also true that we need to know how to encourage each other. The ministry of encouragement is the ministry we are called to. That's why he says, spur each other along into love. You know, that's all. If you read your Bible, you're going to find this call to encourage each other over and over and over again. The ministry of encouragement is something that we should never, never expire of. We should always be doing. Isaiah 35 says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. It's encouragement. It's encouragement that he's talking about. You know, this outstanding characteristic that I think Barnabas had in his life that caused the apostles to think of him as the encourager is so much that, you know, they even named him that. They changed his name and they called him that. You know, when you truly have the Holy Spirit living within you, Jesus was an encourager. And he said, I'm going to leave you somebody when he left, which is the comforter, the encourager, the counselor. You know, and I think of that Holy Spirit lives within me. And when I'm around other people that are filled with the Holy Spirit, we encourage each other. Amen. Oh. Just a few of my thoughts this morning. That's what we're talking about this morning. Is this? I know it's Judy was just such a wonderful person to me. I want to leave you with this. If we had more encouragers on the job, we would have a lot less despondent, discouraged, stressed out, depressed, oppressed people in the church all over the world today. I think about that. Encourage each other. Proverbs 12:25 says, heaviness in the heart of a man maketh him stoop, but a good word maketh him glad. I want to leave you with that today. Say good words, encourage each other, especially as the days draw closer. One of these days, Jesus is going to come back. I can't wait to see it. What a wonderful day that's going to be. Amen. Don't get freaked out this week about what's going on in the world. Just keep your eyes on Jesus and know that it's all going to be okay. Amen. If they tell us not to come to church, I'm still going to be praising Jesus. Amen. Love you guys. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your word of encouragement, Lord. I thank you for the life of Judy. Lord, thank you for sending me, Lord, to just to have a special moment with her for even just a short time. Thank you for letting that happen. Lord, it helped me through a hard time in my life. Bless Carla and the family, Abby and Jesse and Marshall. Lord, bless them all. Lord, I thank you again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.